Welcome to our show, Geeks Who Ride Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. I'm your host, Bill, and this week we have Anthony.
Hello, people, and Twitcher, streamer,
yep.
Listener, person, follower.
And Joey.
Hello.
And Anna.
Yep, that's me.
And Ted.
I'm nervous. I'm scared.
That'll happen. That viewer count may grow. How about that?
That's scary.
And this is the last podcast Ted's going to be on.
It's funny because we've podcasted live at the Snake River Fandom Con, and I didn't have any problem with that because people were ignoring us.
Well, yeah, this is a little more anonymous, so I can see that.
And they were even sitting there, like, staring at you.
Yeah.
All right. So you said you threw stuff in the show notes. I'm going to throw it to you, Anthony. I know you're all like...
So towards the bottom of the to-do column, I labeled one called Ted, Read This.
All right, Ted, read this.
All right, I'll read it.
Did you read it?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
I have to...
I actually did not read this. I just based on the article... Something about JavaScript taking over the lead for Java as the most popular language.
Well, that's because people who aren't programmers are now thinking they can program and answering developer answer questions. If you just read JavaScript, you're not a... Or if you just write JavaScript, you're not a developer. You're just a basement troll.
Hey, how about HTML? You know, it says language in it.
I hate you. I hate you so much right now.
Okay, yeah, that's it. That's all I really wanted to do.
Ted,
I just
has,
wanted to rub it in Ted's
just
face.
Wanted to
he
troll
does have
his
a dislike for JavaScript.
He hates JavaScript, but he likes Ruby.
Yeah, so?
Which is, and you also like Grails, which is also a scripting language.
Well, the thing is that they're more strongly typed. They're better, like,
better
you
kind of
have, you got, well, okay, I know what's coming out of a function, or that something is coming out of a function.
Not in Grails. In Groovy, you can just do def function, and then that's it. You can still return something. It's possible to do. That's why I think it's funny that you like Grails, but not JavaScript.
Well, I mean,
they have the same thing. I know,
but
it's allowed.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that we have lack of good IDE support for JavaScript.
I mean, you used to, not anymore.
You lean on your IDE too much.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe that's true.
Anyways.
I like to know what functions a class has without having to open that class.
We can bury this now if we want.
I know, this is kind of entertaining.
Okay. I just like grilling Ted about it. It's fun.
Yeah, I just really don't like JavaScript. I get really irritated because we'll be messing with it and then Joey will do something and I'm like, how did you know you could do that? He's like, no.
You just can.
JavaScript is very much a... You learn by shooting yourself in the foot and then learning from those mistakes. It's the good old days of programming, the wild, wild west.
No.
That sounds about right.
Okay. Do you want me to pick another one?
Sure.
Okay.
You threw tons of stuff in the show notes.
Google wants to kill the URL.
Oh, that's been going on for a little while.
Yeah, I had just learned about it, actually.
Oh.
Last night. So they don't... They don't want to kill the URL. They want to kill. They just want to, like, they want to kill the presentation of it and change it so it's more prominent. Like, you don't necessarily need to know that I'm going to this really long URL. You mostly need to know this is the actual root domain that we're going to. I think is how they describe it, right? So they want to be. They want to more prominently display. Oh, I'm at google.com.
All right.
Instead of I'm at this random web page on this random. URL.
Within the Google search. All those random characters after.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is
that's
different.
How I understood it.
Okay, that's different than what I was thinking. Because Google has a project, and I forget who somebody else, but it's really popular as 1.1.1.1, or 4 ones.
The DNS server?
Yeah, that one. Where they try, instead of going to the web address, it just goes to the DNS, the numbers, because it loads faster, and it's supposed to be more secure. And Google has something, but the other one is faster.
So you read the article, Anthony. What's their solution? What are they?
I explained it.
Yeah. So you go, and so you know how you Google something,
but
and then you have all that all those characters after Google.
So it just.
It just shows google.com instead of google.com/blah blah 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 blah.
Yeah. It's just to like to make it more prominent on this is the root domain you're going to. It's to counteract phishing.
Right. Cuz
right now you can make something.
But their examples showed Google and G00GLE and this doesn't fix that cuz you wouldn't necessarily notice.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just one way to help try to combat it. Yeah.
No, and I can see that because sometimes they'll say they'll do a whole bunch of stuff, then they'll stick an ad in there.
So
and things like that to obscure your URL.
So this it kind of helps combat that a little bit, just because if you're only paying attention to the main part, not the whole thing,
you could notice that
you'd notice that a lot easier.
Are different. They're larger instead of smaller.
Yeah, it's still like. There's always going to be an attack vector, but...
So this is just something that they're going to stick in the Chrome, probably?
I think they're just talking about it.
Potentially, I guess.
It's been kind of controversial, obviously.
Right.
But
well, and one of the things is like, how do I share my link with someone?
Like, I think if you click up on it, I think you can still share it.
It just pops up.
It's the same thing as with Chrome, where they get rid of the HTTPS and all the other stuff, depending on... which version of Chrome you're on, and what you have turned on and turned off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's more smoke and mirrors than actually changing it.
So, Anthony, do you know how they actually were cutting themselves out of Google in general? Like, through that article?
Oh, the other article? Oh, this is just the URL one.
Just the URL. Okay.
Yeah. If you want, we can segue.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. And
that's how
squirrel.
We segue.
So this one, they had someone develop a VPN that just cut off, like, if it went to any kind of Google service, it just didn't do anything. That includes doubleclick.net, Google, bunch of their other subdomains that they have.
Ted kind of set something up like this do his own roll your own ad block.
Yeah.
I did, but it wasn't, well, Google Ad Services was in there, and then also the AWS.
And double click.
It did end up causing you some problems, right?
Yeah.
It did. I had to end up turning it off because, like, what ended up happening is that because I blocked so much of the AWS stuff that when I was browsing Facebook and stuff like that, most of the preview images just wouldn't show for me because they were all sitting there. But that's also where all these ads were coming from. But the big thing that I was having a problem with that seems to not be a problem anymore is I kept getting attempted viruses like I would get an ad on a page would be loading some JavaScript, which was trying to download files and like install viruses on my machine. And it was coming from the ad spaces, the Google ad spaces. Mm-hmm. So when I blocked those, that stuff stopped happening. And I kept it that way for about 2 years. And then when I finally just commented out my host file, because I wanted to see that it was getting worse on Facebook and whatnot. Then it didn't. I haven't seen it happen since then.
So, what this person did was they did the VPN thing. It got rid of most of your common things like can't use Google Search anymore, can't use Gmail,
right?
Can't use Google Maps. The caveat there is that you also can't use Uber or Lyft. Or a bunch of anything else that uses the Google APIs.
Because they did, yeah, okay.
It also caused, it also, like, they installed it on their home as well, like on their home router.
And their Google Home stopped working.
Well, they knew that would happen, but the amount of times it phoned home, like, it does it once every hour to see if you're connected to the internet.
Oh, because they actually had a Google Home.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, just all their Google Home devices.
So it would complain to them, like, frequently.
I don't know if it would complain. It was just they were seeing this in the log. Like, so, the person who made the VPN was looking at the log.
So gotcha. Here it says that they blocked all the IPs that are controlled by Google, and that's just under 8.7 million IPs. Yeah,
that's a lot.
So that's quite a few IP addresses.
And that's probably... I wonder if that's the IPv4 or also the version 6 as well. I don't know.
Google basically owns the internet these days anyways, so...
But they were complaining about because they did this and they were wanting to Uber to get to a meeting. on the other side of town, and they couldn't Uber, so they had to take the bus. So they're probably going to postpone this until they can figure out other better ways of doing this.
Well, or not Ubering.
Another thing,
there are arguments against Uber and Lyft anyways.
I know,
like, but their drivers aren't super well paid,
right,
and whatnot.
And you could use a taxi or something like that. But another thing was that they were doing a research project for doing. They wanted to go visit a South African city, and they were using Google Street View. There is no other service out there that has that
for sure.
So they had to postpone the research on that until they were done.
Yeah, because I mean, what
experiment?
What company pays people to just drive on every single street so that they can take a camera of it, other than Google?
Google, like, would be the only one right
that's,
now.
That's madness.
Or there might be other services, but they don't have near the amount of coverage.
Right, right.
Like, they wouldn't have some random South African city.
Right.
They might have a lot of the U.S. covered, but, or another major first world country.
Well, I know that certain companies actually use Google Street View to do geocoding sort of things, like counting.
I wonder who that could be.
Counting fire hydrants and distance from the closest fire hydrants and things of that nature.
Which works pretty well as long as it's not like a brand new street.
Right.
Which most of the time it's not, so yeah.
The most painful thing about this article is that they had to switch over to Apple Maps.
So they couldn't get anywhere. Like, they got directions and they just went the wrong way all the time.
Probably, like, off a bridge or something.
Yeah. They're like, I didn't even know my town had a lake into it until I used Apple Maps and ended up in one.
Hey, that's not a thing anymore.
You know, I joke about it, but I've taken the Google Street directions before, and it's literally had me circle an entire block to get somewhere for no apparent reason. Like, I went all the way around the block when I could have just gone down the street.
Yeah, sometimes it messes up, or it might be trying to make you not do left turns or something like that. Yeah.
Google was so much better than Apple with that.
Oh yeah, when Anna and I both had
I had my iPhone versus, like, Ted using his Android and using Google Maps, because
we'd be getting somewhere and Apple would just, like, had just screwed us up so many times that I would, like, pull my phone out of my pocket and be like, use this one, because her iPhone would just take us to the wrong place.
It might
place
have been
all
also
the time.
Her iPhone was older, but
no, it was at that point it wasn't older. Okay. That was when it was a newer iPhone.
Yeah, when they were first doing the Apple Maps, it was bad.
It's been a little while. So.
Yeah, I use it now mostly just because it has a nice integration with my watch, and so whenever a turn's coming up, it'll actually tap on my wrist like three or five times.
Oh, that's nice
to let me know it's coming up.
One of the things that the Android Drive does, Bill was saying earlier today, which I know that you use Maps for, is it tells you the speed limit. So
yeah,
Android Drive, was that right?
No, Google Maps.
Google Remember Maps
Android
has that name?
Android Auto.
Android Auto.
Well, Google Maps inside Android Auto.
So okay, Bill was literally calling it Google Drive. So,
which is a totally different thing.
And no, we're like, it's giving you a speed limit. That doesn't sound like a good thing.
They have the speed limit in there now.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
So, which means you can get away from using Waze, which just has tons of ads.
I've always pronounced it Wazi.
Whatever.
I'm pretty sure it is Waze, but it just bugs me every time, and it's nothing. It's nothing I can do about it.
So, along with apps and all their funness, Facebook's been pushing. Okay, so yeah, have you ever felt like you wanted? Since Facebook uses your information, you should get paid for it.
I know that you have.
Is this the $20 a month thing?
Only. That's first off. Only $20 a month.
Yeah.
So people between the ages of 13 and 35, they're looking for to install a beta testing app on their iPhone that would collect everything.
Yeah, everything. A lot.
Including taking screenshots of or all your Amazon orders or stuff like that. Yeah.
Where does that sound familiar?
Oh, they've done this before.
What?
They had an app released prior.
Oh, Grand Theft Auto 5 Life Invader.
Oh.
Their Life Invader, which was their version of Facebook, was they made jokes about how it would just take everything. And then there was big jokes that there was a lawsuit because they were prioritizing bandwidth to download your nudies in the game.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that Facebook wouldn't do that.
So what Facebook had done with the legit release version prior, before Apple pulled it, was they figured out WhatsApp was growing, so they purchased WhatsApp.
Who?
Facebook.
I thought Google owns what? Oh, sorry, WhatsApp, Facebook. Not Waze.
Yeah, sorry, I screwed up. It wasn't Waze, it's WhatsApp. You
threw me off.
And Apple was like, this seems a little too much. We're not going to let you have this app in the App Store. They're like, okay. And then they're like, but there's developer options. And they let their certificate go out there. Everyone's like, just go to this website, accept their certificate, and accept all the super user things on it, and you're good to go. And then they're like, Apple's like, really? Is that what you're doing? Yeah, you don't have a developer certificate anymore.
That's a violation of their developer agreement.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying, yeah, we have this developer app that's in production. Like, that's against it. So,
Well, it's not fully in the store. So they can still, Facebook's still in their app store. It's just like these test apps that they were kind of using. Or if anything that was in a beta sign up, no longer.
So are you talking about the Test Flight app?
Oh, that's one of them. Okay. That no longer works.
No, Test Flight works. Test Flight is...
Facebook's?
No.
Oh, no, okay. No. So it'd be something like that, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Test Flight's how you can do beta versions of apps on iOS.
The biggest one that they got, that they were frustrated at is like the dog feeding app or something like that that Facebook has. Yeah, I know. There's something like that.
Like a virtual dog feeding app?
I'm not sure the details. There was just like... that. I was kind of copyright. Some basic information, and I never signed up for it, so I just know that was one of them apparently they were going to be big on, and now it doesn't work.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is kind of interesting to see some like big tech companies going toe-to-toe like that.
Oh, yeah.
Usually it's like, hey, don't do that, but this one's like, hey, your certificate pulled, like, deal with it.
And is this the idea of Facebook's too big to fail, or Apple is... you know, everything they need.
Yeah, Apple's big enough to shoot Facebook in the face.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but, I mean, everybody's on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And if Apple stops having support for Facebook, I could see people just going away from Apple just for that reason.
Or could this be a big old chunk out of Facebook? Like, I could see it hurting both of them.
Yeah.
Well, it definitely would, but I think... in the end, based on what has been going on with Apple lately, I think I can see it hurting Apple more than Facebook. But
depends. It depends maybe. On how it's publicized. Because yeah. Facebook's kind of really negative in the public view right now.
Actually, yeah. With Facebook, have you been...
But so is Apple, too, somewhat, too. So. Come on.
Facebook has had, like, Facebook Watch out for, like, a year. And by the way, let me go with that. What do you think Facebook watches? Let's just go with this.
Is it a watch?
It's glasses.
Okay. Wait. This is the, it's like a webcam for your living room, right?
No. Okay, oh, Ada, man. Your turn.
No, that's
so
the
far,
other,
everybody's
that's
other, wrong.
That's the other device.
Wait, with what?
Facebook Watch. What do you think Facebook watches?
Facebook Watch?
I have another guest.
TV shows.
Yeah, there
guess
you go.
TV oh, never shows. Mind. And I guess TV shows.
TV shows?
There you go.
Facebook has television?
It's basically their no competition. For getting Netflix television broadcasting to be against Netflix and YouTube.
Is it and like Apple local now. Channels or what? Is it their specific channels or what?
They don't think they have anything official. They've been still kind of trying to grow it. But like I said, it's been out for a year though.
So would they actually have their own programming that they would actually supply?
I've never
there
heard
was
of
that
it.
When they ended up going to explain to everybody they were going to have their own stuff.
Yeah, if they have their own content, I mean, I'm sure people would want to watch it.
Yeah, but then you have... we're going to get audio, maybe.
So I'm just wondering if you can install this Apple monitoring app on a like a virtual machine of an iPhone. Then you could make some serious cash.
Well, now it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
now you have to have an Android.
That's easier to spin up a virtual machine, so we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
So, seems more like YouTube than
yeah.
than Netflix. from what I'm seeing, because it says popular videos, inspiring stories, and how-tos from your favorite producers and creators.
Which is what they were doing anyways before.
Well, I mean,
just on their...
They've been like...
Isn't that what Stories is?
They've been really pushing like videos and stuff like that. So Stories is a little different.
Stories is going to also change.
Which they stole from Instagram. Which they own now. But they got the... They didn't own... Like when the Instagram Stories was first made, they didn't own it, did they?
I think they did. Actually,
whatever. Doesn't matter.
I know that the Facebook videos have just been getting more and more annoying. Because like now sometimes you could like click on it and then pause it or whatever. But a lot of times now it just comes up in its own window and then it autoplays the next video that you definitely don't want to watch because you're just watching a video in your feed. And getting back is horrible. They've had problems.
So they've wanted to get like shows on here, but obviously no local stations are signing up or anything,
right?
And no one's heard of it, even though it literally is the thing on Facebook. It says "Look at me" all the time. We don't care.
I haven't been on Facebook for a long time.
Yeah, I think Facebook's kind of dying off. Every like couple of days, Ted asks me, "Hey, did you see my post?" And it's always no. I have not.
I know. Well, that's why I mention it, because you don't. But the thing is that. That's how often I'm on Facebook, too, is every couple of days. It used to be every single day, and now it's like, eh.
Well, I think
I quit getting on it because it had, like, the Instagram effect on me. It would always make me depressed.
Mm-hmm. Actually, no, Instagram was less depressing to me.
I might enjoy Instagram.
I actually like Instagram because people usually post, you know, like, oh, hey, I'm on vacation. Oh, hey, I had a kid. So it's, like, meaningful life updates versus, like, hey, look at this baking recipe. Hey, look at these like sad dogs.
Yeah, no, that would be Pinterest.
Yeah, so
if you need cooking.
Yeah, I feel like Instagram is more uplifting.
I was looking at Instagram for like funny memes and stuff like that, but lately I've kind of delved into this politics hole, so I kind of stopped looking at that there, and I just get my news from actual news sources instead of Instagram. But
He actually sets it up on Google, like for his morning fix on news.
Oh, speaking of which, I found out that I was looking at the what are they called? The you can tell your Google Assistant like I'm home or good night.
Yeah, routines.
And you can routine. And you can actually just set like commands, like you'd say a voice command or something like that. Mm-hmm. So now when I come home and I tell it that I'm home, the first thing it says is, this is what a goat sounds like. And there are three goat sounds. One of them is the screaming goat. And I love it. I laugh every time.
I like that your use of Google Home is making it seem like the Google Home is deficient. Like, you get home and you're like, hey, Google. And it's like, this is a goat.
I love it. But the thing is that, like, I was thinking yesterday when I came home and I was like, hey, I'm home. And it started saying stuff. I remembered Back to the Future. Number two, the dad comes home and says that. And then the whole house is like, king of the castle, blah, 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 blah. So-and-so's home. Because that's the other thing that mine does. It says, this is what a goat sounds like. And then it goes, doo, 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 doo. Theodore is home. So, or sometimes it just sends a broadcast. It kind of throws things up, mixes it up, but but it really reminded me heavily of the whole Back to the Future thing. So they had some good predictions.
I think they did a commercial based off of that. I think it was a Christmas one.
Mm-hmm.
They said, "Hey, start this routine," and it was just it put on like some music for Christmas style music. I think changed all the lights to a certain color.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it did something else weird that was just weird.
Right. Because you can set it.
Because they were home alone for a little while. And so they developed.
Oh, no, it was the Home Alone thing. That's what it was.
And it was for Google
Home. Yeah,
they actually had Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, it was Macaulay Culkin. And see, you kind of threw me through a loop there the way you described that. But it totally.
It was like a month ago. I don't remember that far back.
It's all good.
It was very similar to Home Alone.
It does broadcast in the other rooms when he says that he's home. It says that Theodore's home. It's kind of weird, like when you actually initiate that.
I like
that.
It. And I've also been using it to announce my entrance to another room. So I'll get home and Anna will be in the shower because she just got back from the gym. And I'll be like, hey, play the Imperial Death March. And then it'll be like, do, 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 do. And I'll like walk into the bathroom and be like, that's my Beth Darth Vader noise.
The dog did not like that.
Yeah, the dog is doing the podcast.
I didn't like it either.
It's kind of scary when he comes in.
And it doesn't like it either.
Well, yeah. How does she know it's you?
Oh, come on.
It could be a home intrusion.
So it could all, be. All a so home intruder has to do when, is play the Imperial Death March, and Anna will feel very comfortable with it.
I know that like when I break into someone's house, the first thing I do is start playing music on their entire Google Home.
That's a lie. You set alarms for 2 a.m.
No, well, that's when I'm invited over.
No, that's per norm now. It's like how the Madame A's will randomly laugh evilly.
Oh, yeah.
The Amazon norm. Assistants don't do that anymore.
Bill, has it woke you up at 2 a.m.?
Like,
yeah,
no, like after you left, I canceled it. I just like, cancel all alarms. Cancel all notifications.
So I found out last night, because I'd always told it to give me a reminder, but I didn't like the reminders aren't annoying enough or loud enough on there. Because they just kind of light the Google Homes up and then they like ding once. So I set an alarm, but it only sets the alarm in the room that you set it in. Mm-hmm. It doesn't set it for the rest of the house.
Yeah.
So I was downstairs. This was like at 9:30 last night. Anna was out at the gym. Or so she says.
I did. I went to Zumba, then I went to gym.
Who's anyways. Jim?
Oh,
he prefers James.
So anyways, I set the alarm upstairs because I had to log into work and do some stuff for work.
Yeah.
And so I didn't need the alarm because I didn't forget about it. I just kind of wandered down around the time. And then Anna hadn't come home, but I started hearing some weird repetitive noise upstairs, and I couldn't for the life of me figure out what it was. And it was starting to creep me out. So I like broadcast on it. I was like, Anna, are you home? And then I was waiting for a broadcast back because we communicate frequently through the Google Home using the broadcast, but she never sent it back. So I like, oops, I did not mean to activate your people's stuff. Sorry about that. So like she, like I went upstairs and the alarm was going off upstairs. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that's been like a feature request. And there are some cases where I wouldn't want it to be
right,
everywhere.
Right.
But many cases I would want it to be
everywhere. I mean, you could always try. I didn't try it to like, you know, set alarm on home group.
I don't think it might work.
I don't know. So I've been surprised at some of the things that you can chain together with it. So
yeah.
But I'm still exploring it and playing with it. Still my favorite thing to do is just ask it what various things sound like. I think I had a weird one, like a narwhal or something like that was fun. I sometimes I will text Joey for things to ask his Google Home. I think the most disturbing one that I found, and tell me if you agree with me, Joey, but was H.P. Lovecraft's cat's name?
Yeah, that was interesting. I found out that my Google censors itself if it's going to say a bad word. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to disable that, but it surprised me because I was expecting Fluffy or something. And then it's like, beep. And I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. So if you like H.P. Lovecraft, you might not want to Google that. Because it might change your mind. There's also a song by Happy Hardcore that I like to listen to called Who the F is Alice? But it actually says the full F word, and it beeps that out too. So I'll be like, hey, play Who the F is Alice by Happy Hardcore, and it will say, playing Who the Beep is Alice. So it actually censors the F word as well.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So this has been Ted's Google Home corner.
He really enjoys his Google Homes more than most.
I'm very glad that I got them.
Ted's adding corners.
Yes.
He's only had it for a month, though.
Well, he's adding corners. He wasn't on the last one where we added corners.
I told him about it.
Oh, I see.
He loves asking it what noise animals make, but it really bugs him when Anna stays up late doing that.
Does it? Does it really bother you?
There was the other night, I had fallen asleep, and you started kicking your feet, and I like woke up just a little bit, and I fell back asleep, and then you're like, hey, what does this sound like? What does this sound like? And you were asking it weird stuff too, like, what does Harry Potter sound like? Which, by the way, ask your Google Homes what Harry Potter sounds like, because the answer is not what you would expect. And then she's like, what do ghosts sound like? What do vampires sound like? And I'm like, but you were having a rough night, so I didn't yell at you. I just complained to Joey later.
Ted got the other side of the coin, because I'm sure he like lays there in bed and is like, hey, Google, what does a dog sound like? And you're like, this is the 10th time you've asked it that.
He'll continue with goats.
Joey just activated a bunch of people's home assistants. Oh, sorry about that.
Phones.
Yeah. It actually activated Bill's phone, but it was like, sorry, I could not recognize your voice.
Yep.
I have mine turned off because when I'm at home and I'm playing like Ruby on my phone, mm-hmm. and I like ask Google something like, you know, what the temperature is outside, it tries to do it on the phone and like and suspends my game. Yeah. Well, it doesn't pause it because that's playing online.
Yeah, I know.
So it just makes me lose.
Yeah. Okay.
What else did you put on here?
The GameStop says it can't sell itself.
All right. Explain.
Well, I'll open it up. I don't quite remember.
Oh.
They tried to sell GameStop and nobody wants to buy it?
Well,
the stock dived.
They tried to trade in their company and they found out it was only worth
$3. That's funny because the games they trade in.
Yeah. Anyway, so whenever they announced that the...
Bill didn't get it.
Whenever they announced that they weren't going to sell it, the share plummeted from 1549 to 1128, which is 27% in one, like, that day.
Ouch.
And I think it's going down. I think it's gone down more than that. I don't know.
So I'm really disliking that they bought, ThinkGeek, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Did they buy ThinkGeek?
Yeah.
I haven't bought anything on ThinkGeek for a while. I found
This is the reason why they're going up.
Not since the acquisition.
Yeah. I actually was going through some stuff and found a license plate cover that I had bought years ago. Mm-hmm. It says "Will work for bandwidth," which I enjoyed. I used to go there all the time, but I'd almost never buy anything because I was poor.
Yeah.
Now I'm not as poor, so I could buy stuff, but I never go there.
That's what Amazon's for.
I'm just getting crotchety in my old age. Even when I buy stuff, I end up canceling the order because they pissed me off somehow.
And this is why you have a different laptop than you.
Yeah, I saved $800 on a laptop because Newegg decided they needed to call me to verify my order. And I'm like, why would you call me? That doesn't make any sense. I think you're trying to scam me. So I called their bluff and told them just cancel the order.
And they did.
and then they called your bluff and they canceled your order.
Yeah. So it was them. But nowhere on their website or anything like that when I was ordering it did they say that they were going to call me to verify anything. It did say there would be verification possibly through my bank. And it went through extra questions when I was doing it. Like, it was more annoying than normal to buy stuff, which I'm fine with, but I'm not okay with people just randomly calling me, asking my personal information about my credit card and my address and my purchases and stuff like that. That's not cool.
You might want to provide that feedback to them.
Oh, I did. I talked to their person on Facebook. Okay. But they don't listen and they don't care. So yeah. I really don't think that, like, if you call in somewhere and tell them that, or if you do that, I don't think companies listen to that.
It depends on the company.
Unless, like, tons of people say it.
Yeah.
And usually it's not that tons of people say it quietly. It's that tons of people say it in the open and public. So, yeah.
You take this to the Twitters.
This is me complaining about it. And now all the people on Twitch and all of you amazing people listening to me days or weeks later.
Or years. Or centuries.
Oh my gosh. Hello, people from the future.
Or eons.
Hey, if Elon Musk can make a clock that's going to last 10,000 years, why not? You didn't hear about that?
Nope.
Yeah, Elon Musk has made a clock, buried it in a mountain, and the battery's supposed to last 10,000 years.
The cool thing is that you can never test that claim. Like, by the time that claim is tested, he'll be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people will forget about it. They'll dig it up and be like, what is this?
You know what would be fun? Like, 3,000 years from now, someone is going to name a spaceship the Musk, right? They're going to start a spaceship company and call it Musk. It's going to be about that misunderstood genius, Elon Musk, who went on some archaic communication device and sent out claims that divers were pedophiles and stuff.
So I often think about this, and it kind of slightly related.
Go ahead.
And just, wow.
You can do it. You can do it.
He stopped thinking about it just now.
Oh, sorry. Wrong multi-billionaire. Jeff Bezos.
Okay, I was going to say, I didn't think that was him. Anyways, back to my thought. So I went on I found this playlist on YouTube that was like 400 just random videos.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are great, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw you showing that to Joey earlier today.
And I just think about that if any of those survive and people are able to access them and play them back.
Yeah, the whole thought of
they're
like,
gonna be so confused.
Like anthropologists looking at memes, it's just gonna be like, what's happening? But the thing is that memes existed before. They were just in different forms. So like
the
people
density
will find
is way up now too though. Like there's so many more memes.
There's more people too. But like if you think about it, like if you look at like old buildings, like they would carve just weird crap into the side of the building just for decoration. So you can find
and the inside like, caves.
Crazy stuff going on. And like, what the heck is happening here? So yeah, it's pretty interesting that like anthropologists will be going through stuff in the future just being like
assuming they can access it.
They'll
just dig through basements to find it. It'll be good.
100 years before this, literally everybody was drunk literally all the time because they couldn't drink water. 200 years maybe.
Okay, I would say 200's a little more believable.
And before that,
because 100 years before this was the thing where they banned all the alcohol in the U.S.
Prohibition.
Okay,
yeah, prohibition.
Did you guys ever watch Buck Rogers?
No.
That was the funny stuff on it too. Is they had an archaeologist. He picked up like a hairdryer. He's like, I think this is a torture device from the old times.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of just like guessing what something was. Mm-hmm. So if they lose the context, all they can do is guess.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, even now, like you look at the memes, like if you haven't been paying attention to memes of that sort, like you
you're
get
lost.
It and you're looking at it, you're like, I don't even know what this means.
Like you can kind of understand why it's funny sometimes, but it still doesn't completely make
sense. But some of them also, you see enough of them. You start going, oh, I get the idea behind this meme. I don't know its origin, but, you know, this thing always talks about the, you know, kind of like, was it the wrong direction or the penguin point, you know, good things happen to it point one way, bad things happen to it point the other.
You know, different memes than us.
Bad luck penguin.
Or what?
The bad luck penguin or whatever it is. No, so socially awkward penguin.
But yeah, maybe socially
awkward. Socially awesome, socially awkward penguin.
Yeah. There's bad luck Brian, too.
To the Google.
All right. Socially awesome penguin.
I do know of bad luck Brian.
But that one makes sense. But if you look at a meme like Lost, do you know the Lost meme?
The Lost meme.
Yeah. Yeah. It has to do with a number of things in a frame. And it's really, really obscure.
Oh, this one. Got it. Yeah,
so,
I like this one.
Yeah, like the penguin kind of, you could get it from context, but seriously, you Google is this Lost and look at the images, and if you don't know what it means, like it just doesn't make sense.
So it's a meme that built off of another meme?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
You just get a series of lines. Just look at the lines there. Just go to click images.
Most of the time they're like four panels of
that one's weird.
Pictures.
Oh, is that what these are from?
Yeah. So yeah, click it. Sorry, you can't see it. It's funny to me, but the thing is that like they just have these weird things with like a line, two lines, three lines, and then go back to the one with just the lines. Okay, so it's just one line in the first panel, two lines in the second, two lines in the third, and then two lines, but one of them is lying down in the last one. And like, what does that mean? Like,
I always took it as like a weird like association or something.
Yeah,
like that.
But there's a really like deep and meaning behind it. Like the original comic from it is nuts. It's from Alt Control Delete.
Really?
Yeah, that one right there.
Bill.
That one right there. So look, the article, well, they've modified it, but
here's the
But yeah, they've modified it. So this guy's girlfriend was pregnant and he wasn't sure how to handle it and how he felt about it and everything like that. So there was a series of panel of comics about that, right? And then Loss, there was just one comic called Loss, and it was him running into the hospital, him going to the front desk and a lady showing him where to go, right? So two people, one slightly shorter than the other one, then him talking to a doctor, and then him going in and seeing his girlfriend with her back to him, and she's got her hand around her stomach, which is small, and she's like sad, right? And so like it's really heavy, but I think a lot of people didn't get it, especially because this comic was for kind of like, it was very bro oriented and like, you know, what we'd call kind of toxic masculinity sort of characters on there. So like they really, a lot of the people didn't get it, and so they made fun of it, and it just turned into a meme just recently for some reason. But
okay,
sorry, it's kind of making me cry a little bit, because the comic is really powerful if you like get the context or have gone through something similar. But like, so there's all these comics about, is this Loss, or all these memes about, is this Loss, where they show like someone has set up that pattern in a game, like there's in the game, or like they see it somewhere or something like that, and people just see it all over the place.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
What is the key combination you press to bring up the task manager?
Alt, control, delete.
No.
Control, alt, delete. Control, shift.
Well, control, shift, escape will work too on newer computers. But on the older ones, all you had to do is do control, alt, delete. I asked him that because he said alt, control, delete or something like that. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Well, that was the name of the comic.
No, the name of the comic is control, alt, delete.
Alt, control, delete, control, alt, delete.
No, it's not. It's control, alt, delete.
Whatever, it's the
same
thing.
That's the name of the... No, it's...
Yeah, whatever.
On a lighter note, I think I found out why we no longer go to ThinkGeek. They have Rick and Morty, Mr. Meeseeks, tank top and panty set.
I think that's a reason to go.
Let me see.
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh.
Show notes. Put it on the show notes.
You have to throw it on the show notes. Yeah. It goes with the Wonder Woman and He-Man underoos.
I would like to see wearing
Put it on the show notes. Put it on the show notes.
Would you like to see me wearing that?
No, I don't want to see Ted wearing this.
Okay. So I feel secure that this guy we know named Rafael, who moved to Florida, doesn't listen to this podcast. So
you know of.
I'm going to share my master plan with you guys live on the air right now. He recently let his address slip in a group that
I already screenshotted it just in case he deleted it.
Yeah.
I have it.
Yeah. So we wrote it down and we're going to send him random stuff.
Yeah. I planned on doing that too.
Oh, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one. I'm very excited about this.
Me and Joey talked about it.
Tara and I, one of our other coworkers, have been looking at things to send him that are just random and weird.
I really wish it was Chris who had done it, because then we could just send him umbrellas randomly.
Wow.
So... I'm excited. So, dear listeners, if you've got a good thing for me to send to my friend here, go ahead and give us an email at geeksarewired@gmail.com. Something cheapish, you know, 10, 20 bucks. Or call us at 801-896-4335. And let us know what you think I should send to my ex-coworker.
Do we have pictures that might be kind of cool? Like just random pictures? Because there's a company that I've been wanting to try out that's it just prints on glass. Like it's mounted on glass and it's printed that way.
Nice.
And I kind of think it would be funny just to send them a random like picture.
A picture on glass or something like that. Yeah.
Find a bad chunk of code that he wrote, get that printed on the glass and mail it to him.
Okay, nope, that's what we're doing. I like it. I got it.
There we go. Actually, along with that, also with the Twitch, you know, listeners and other things, I realized we didn't even talk about our Patreon page. That you can listen to us live. We're working on Twitch.
Might work towards Discord.
No, so patrons will be able to listen to us through Twitch. or Discord. We're trying to figure out which one.
Our Patreon page is that one that's sponsored by Dave, right?
Yeah,
he is. Oh, yeah, Dave's great.
Dave's great.
He sure is.
What's Dave, Anna?
He's great.
Dave's great.
Not as good as James, but...
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So...
James isn't here anymore.
But
you
yeah.
Knew. You knew.
Also, you get to chat on our Discord channel, too.
Yeah, you can do that. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yay!
44 Ted swears.
Yes.
Nice.
I have to put in notes, otherwise I do forget.
This one is archived, though, now.
Not unless I go in and
delete it. But, yeah.
I guess you get the original. I guess, yeah. So that'd be the thing, is you would get to hear the original uneditedness.
Mm-hmm. Raw, uncensored, Geeks Are Wired.
Yes.
I feel like we should be playing a steel drum right now.
Why?
Apparently I'm the only old... Oh.
No, I want to know. I want to know.
Girls Gone Wild. Those commercials had the little steel drum. Yeah.
Maybe I never saw the commercials.
You never stayed up late and watched USA?
Or Comedy Central?
Up all night.
Yeah.
No, that might have been around the time that my mother decided it would be a good idea to block everything. And then she gave up on that like a year later. Because it wasn't working.
It definitely was pre-internet or early internet.
Oh, man. USA Up All Night was the best thing ever. It was softcore porn with all the porn edited out shown on TV late at night.
So you got the plot.
With the plot. You either had Gilbert Gottfried as the host.
Or Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. She was on there, too.
Oh, or Rhonda Shear? I think it was the other one. Yeah.
But Elvira hosted it, I'm pretty sure.
On Halloween, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, but that was...
Getting the music.
Okay, Steel Drums, got it.
Man, that was my childhood. Oh, and also my childhood, my parents would go bowling on like Thursday nights, and I'd stay home and make myself some popcorn and watch classic Doctor Who.
Mm. Actually... Have you been watching that on Twitch at all?
I have not.
Are they still streaming on Twitch?
They brought it back.
Oh, jeez.
The other thing is the in-between breaks.
That was like year ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, estimately. But the in-between breaks are not nearly as entertaining as they used to be.
I don't remember the breaks.
They were fun. They were like, we made it! London, 1964! It was quite entertaining. Now it just shows the TARDIS. Over the years.
So,
okay.
I haven't been on the podcast for a little bit, but
I know it's been nice.
Can
nice and quiet.
Can we
spoil a vulgar?
Can we spoil a movie we just recently watched?
What movie?
What movie did we just recently watch, Anna? We went to see it Tuesday.
Glass?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did watch
Glass. So actually that's something else. Okay. Won't spoil it yet because it's still doing really well, which I'm very happy about because I heard before it came out.
I don't
know
anything about it.
It had terrible, terrible reviews. It had like a 4 on Rotten Tomatoes.
It was Tuesday, which is here in Pocatello, that's the cheap movie Tuesday. Night. And usually the theaters are, I mean, I went to see a monster truck there on a Tuesday and it was full.
Mm-hmm.
But we went to see it on a Tuesday and the
movie.
Theater was like half empty.
Oh, really? Was it?
There wasn't a lot of people.
It's at number 1. It took number 1 last
week. Did it?
Yeah.
It was so good. It was so good. I'm not going to spoil anything, but it makes watching Unbreakable worth it. Split was good. Unbreakable was boring as all get out, but it makes watching Unbreakable worth it.
I got CL3. I definitely have to admit, they get better as they go along.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. But yeah, so Unbreakable was boring, but it really helps to appreciate...
Build the story or build the foundation.
Yeah, you don't need it. You don't need it for
Split.
But if you have it when you're watching Glass, it really, really helps put everything mm-hmm. together. And oh my gosh, it was amazing. And I'm so glad that it came out the way it did. And just super amazing. But I wanted to spoil it, but I guess I'll wait.
We'll wait just a little bit. Go watch it, everybody.
Yeah, go watch Glass. You'll be happy you did. In fact. Go watch, if you haven't, watch Unbreakable, watch Split, then go watch Glass, is really what you should do.
Yeah.
I feel better now.
That bottom one's interesting.
Which one?
The one to talk about. We don't have to talk about
Google
it.
Google, we could do it. Ended up doing the same thing that Apple did.
Wait. No.
Or not, I mean that Facebook did. I mean on Apple.
And did they get disabled as well?
This is actually fairly recent. They're probably going to. Either that or everyone. They, or their research app. It wasn't their developer app. They're basically the same thing. I don't think they did yet. Unless they.
Google's saying they did it on accident.
Okay, so if we, that's actually Facebook tried to say, oh, we disabled it. And
they did.
Facebook, well, no, Apple was like, we turned you off first. Deal with it. So,
whereas Google tried to be proactive about
it? Yeah. Well, they may have legitimately accidentally done it. Facebook, on the other hand, was giving you a measly $20 a month for all of your information.
Still, oh, I had that backwards.
Way more than that.
I had that totally backwards. I get it now. I thought you had to pay $20 to give them your information.
No.
I was like, that seems dumb. I don't know why you do that. But then we started talking about something else and the thought got lost. But yeah,
getting that paid $20 a month. Most of us also share our location history to Google
for free
to get rewards.
Yeah, I'm still annoyed mine isn't working.
So it's.
Try opening
it. I mean, we
app
get less money
so
from that.
I do. I actually started opening it quite often.
Yeah, I stopped getting surveys. And then now I just open it randomly from time to time, and I get a lot more surveys. Also, if you take a picture of your receipt like they ask you to,
they don't always ask
you. You get like a buck.
Yeah.
I've actually never had that happen, but.
Yeah, I've had it ask me for a receipt twice, mm-hmm. and both times it was when I went to somewhere that I didn't actually get a receipt. Mm-hmm. And then the last time, I didn't buy something, but Joey did, so I just took a picture of Joey's receipt.
And you got like a dollar for it.
I got a buck. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty exciting.
It's just, I just bring that up because it's,
Is the Google, speaking of Google Opinion Rewards.
Oh.
Dang.
Yeah, they're actually going that there should be limitations if those use them at 13 years old in the same household and all that.
Hmm. Interesting.
But, we should probably do famous last words.
All right.
Wrap things up.
Well, what's your famous last word, Bill?
Give me a sec.
All right, Ted. Famous last words. All right, Anna.
Are you going to do the Imperial Death March, Ted?
And rip headphone users.
Joey?
An apple a day keeps the Facebook away.
Don't do that, please. Stop it. Stop it.
Let's see. One day, somebody is going to say your name for the last time.
Pink ping pong balls.